Welcome to the Spurs Cast. Welcome to the Spurs Cast.
Congratulations, you have arrived at episode 453. Took me a second, it's been so long since we've recorded. It's 453 of the Spurs Cast, the original San Antonio Spurs radio show and podcast, brought to you, of course, by ProjectSpurs.com. I am your ever-faithful host, Ryan McCallum. I'm here with some other dude named Jose. Jose, do you want to say anything to all of your fans that are out there in this hot summer sun?
Actually, it's better now. Halo. It's better here. You know, it's not as hot. You know, last time I was boiling. Well, yeah, I'm sure you guys had AC, whatever the heck that is. That's the fancy places, you know? Like, if I want to get warm or cool, I go to the AC, I go to the store to chill, you know? I don't know what that is.
Dollar General and just browse.
Yeah, Dollar Tree. You know, take $10 there, you're a king.
That's right. That's right. You can get all kinds of, like, Almond Joys and Coke and fake Coke. What's the brand, the Dollar General brand of Coke?
I think they bought Shasta, right?
Oh, that's it. That's what it is. Shasta. They bought Shasta? Like, that's a major acquisition?
Well, I mean, they used to belong to somebody else, no? I thought it did.
Well, I used to drink Shasta growing up. I mean, that was it. It was an orange Shasta was all you needed to have a great weekend. And now, frankly, it could be the same thing. The way my weekends are going, I'd love to have a nice, refreshing orange Shasta. So now all I have to do is go down to the Dollar General, you say. Or Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree. You can't get those mixed up.
Don't mess it up.
But you know what's really good from their brand? The generic hot Cheetos. I could eat a bag of those. Like nothing.
So what is that? Is the Dollar General brand? Or yeah. That's like Takis?
No, not like Takis. It's like I don't know how to describe it. Like they're crunchy. I mean, not crunchy, but sort of like oveny. You know, like if they made them in the oven sort of deal. But they're just like hot, generic hot Cheetos. I forgot the name of them. They're really good, though.
Okay. Well, be on the lookout for that.
If you all go to Dollar Tree, say my name. It probably won't mean anything, but say, you know, I recommended it to the cashier.
You'll be just like any of the other criminally insane people who walk into stores and just start saying, Jose, Jose, Jose. Or are you supposed to say it to a cashier and get a discount? Or are you just supposed to walk in and start talking?
Well, no, I mean, I'm the guy. I'm that type of guy that when I walk in a store and the doors open like that, I just like pose like wrestling.
Right.
You know? Like at my entrance.
Oh, speaking of which, have you watched any Glow on Netflix?
Yes, I love it.
I think it's awesome.
That's what, you know, I agree with former head writer of the WWE, Vince Russo. He talked about it on his podcast. It's called The Brand. Vince Russo's The Brand. They're not competition, so I could plug it, right?
Free plug.
So, yeah, I'm sure he's going to get two more
friends
listeners.
Of the show.
To, yeah. No, but, you know, he said that's what wrestling should be now. You know, sort of like that type of environment. And I agree. I mean, I could watch that forever and not watch, you know, basically what WWE is now, you know, sort of pushing the fake fights and all that. You know, like, so it's just like Circus de – so how do you say it? Cirque du Soleil?
Cirque du Soleil, yeah. Yeah.
It's exactly. Just like that, you know. I like that type of stuff better. Glow is awesome.
So you rated it highly on Netflix then?
Oh, absolutely. You saw Johnny Mundo, a.k.a. Johnny Knight.
I did. Guest appearance?
More John Morrison, yeah.
Yeah, it was
– Cardito came out. Did you see that?
I did. I haven't gotten all the way through there, but it wouldn't surprise me at all. But yeah. I instantly picked up on that first trainer was – well, and you got it right, Johnny Mundo. That's who we're talking about there. Forget even John Morrison. That's dead to me. It's all about Lucha Underground now. That's all I watch.
You know, I didn't get into that too much. I don't know. Maybe because it's Lucha Underground.
Why is that?
Build the wall.
Oh, okay.
How was your fourth, by the way?
It was amazing, man. Thanks for asking. We went to a little bit of a parade, caught some candy, and then went to the pool, ate some food, and that was it, man. I was like in bed by 9 and just stayed up listening to fireworks. We didn't do anything last night because I had work today. How about you?
I picture you as the guy, you know, during the parades trying to catch the candy, like playing cornerback, trying to get interceptions over kids, stiff arming them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Yeah.
Well, I'm 6'2", so I can just sort of get in people's way, body them up, and steal their candy. Easy for a guy like me.
Well, see, with me, it's not that easy. The kids are probably taller than me. But I just stayed at the gym. the parade.
Of course you did. Excuse me. Just watched the parade go by.
Yeah, it's on that same street. So I had Real American blazing through my headset, lifting heavy. And, yeah, America.
There you go. There you go. Well, let's talk about some news. I mean, this is – unfortunately, the Spurs don't have much free agency news right now. And it's really starting to piss me off. Like, you need to get involved. You need to, like, get in there. I mean, they got Patty Mills, right, to re-sign, which is – I kind of have mixed feelings about, because love some Patty Mills. Don't get me wrong. Good – I mean, obviously good shooter, won a title, all good stuff, good vibes for Patty Mills. That said, Patty Mills as your starting point guard did not really work out, certainly in the playoffs, for these guys when Tony Parker went down. And it's him being around inhibits the development of DeJounte Murray, at least how I'm thinking about it. And that's a longer deal, too, several years on that deal. And so it's like DeJounte Murray, is he going to be the starter when Tony goes away, but then you're going to have a quick trigger and put in Patty Mills? Or is Patty going to be the starter, and then DeJounte is going to get like sub minutes for that? And then what happens when Tony Parker comes back? Is DeJounte still third string? It just seems very counterintuitive to the way that we thought that they were going to operate their offseason and just allow Patty to walk, take that cash, and, you know, go compete for other players like Omri Caspi, as we were talking about before the show. But what about the Spurs so far with this Patty Mills deal? Talk about how you feel about that. And then, dude, what's happening with San Antonio, and why are they not getting in on any of these guys? Or maybe they're bidding, but so low that it's not even newsworthy.
About the Patty deal, I mean, he's getting like $12 million per year, which is, I mean, you look at the salaries now that they're giving out, that's, I guess that's a bargain. I mean, George Hill is getting 19 point something million. The contracts are ridiculous, especially last season. So technically you could say he's at a bargain, but I mean, he's so dependent on others where I think personally that deal is kind of bloated for him. You know, if he doesn't have a Manu Ginobili to give him the ball so he could try to get open somehow, he's, like how you said, he's not really that good. You know, as a starting point guard, with him having to get the ball to other guys or trying to create his own shot, he's not really good at that. He's sort of like that Ray Allen type of player where, you know, try to get at the three, you know, go through screens, backdoor screens and all that. So I can understand why they did it, but I'm with you. I mean, they drafted two guards.
Right.
They have plus Patty Mills, plus Manu Ginobili might come back, plus DeJounte Murray. I don't know where this all fits. I personally think they're not expecting Tony Parker to be back. Parker is saying all the right things. You know, I'm feeling okay, or I think he said he's feeling good. He's still, the target date is still January. But I mean, the guy is 35 years old or so. He doesn't heal like how he used to. I mean, I was playing Bruce Bowen type defense and pickup ball the other day.
Of course.
And I mean, I felt great up until I stepped on somebody's foot and, you know, I twisted my ankle. And I mean, it's still hurting after a week or so. So I can't imagine a quad tearing, you know, and how long it would, you know, for really an athlete in his prime, I think he would heal faster. Maybe January would be the target date if he was in that stage of his career.
If he was 26 but he's older, or something, 25, 26.
I'll say 23. Okay. I think the Spurs are looking at it like, even if he comes back, he's not going to be that same guy.
Right.
And then he's going to be a free agent. Maybe he could, you know, go into the sunset. But, you know, that's why I think they're doing that. As far as free agency goes, how the heck don't you offer Omri Caspi more than the vet minimum? I would even give him $10 million. You know, whatever they were offering Rudy Gay, why didn't they not offer Omri Caspi that much? He's a very versatile player, a really underrated defender. He can score. He could have spotted Kawhi. I mean, at some points, he, you know, if Kawhi, you know, needed rest, you could start him in place of Kawhi, have him next to Danny Green. It would still be a really good, you know.
It's a guy that can burn minutes, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I know they don't play the same spot, but it's kind of Bellinelli-esque, right?
Yeah, and I mean, Ben would have really loved this. I'll just say it like that. But, you know, I had to throw it, you know, I miss Ben.
Like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
What are you saying? But why aren't the Spurs getting in on anything? Like, why
Why
aren't the Spurs not getting in on anything? It just seems like, you know, the, you miss out. I don't know if you really you miss out on the George Hill thing, because that's not really a free agent deal. But, I mean, you start adding them up, and there hasn't been a ton of movement. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's been some superstar change via trade. You know, the Chris Paul thing, the Jimmy Butler thing, and now the Gordon Hayward thing. But there hasn't been a bunch of that going on. The Paul Millsap or thing as well. But it's all that, like, second tier of player. And that's what the Spurs always seem to have their hands in, that second tier of folks. Because remember, it was so odd that a guy like LaMarcus Aldridge was entertaining San Antonio. I mean, even though we talk about, oh, it's a cultural fit and good guy and we like him, he likes us, you know, all of that kind of stuff was going on. It still was very strange when the Spurs got the big free agent acquisition. They always compete in, like, that lower level tier, and they pull together these awesome teams. And, like, you see stuff like Caspi go. I'm not ever going to say that, like, you know, that Swaggy P is a star, right? But a serviceable player. You see these other teams that are just re-signing with their own clubs, or they're going crazy places, right, chasing cash. Why is San Antonio not in that mix competing for some of those folks? I know that was kind of a random statement, so it was a little rant there, but it just seems like they should get their act together and compete in that area. I mean, they don't have this thing locked up. There was a big jump between them and Golden State last year, even with Kawhi. I mean, they, of course, were killing them in that first game before Kawhi went out. But, you know, the Dubs are clearly ahead of everybody else. They're not just one player away. Why are they not being more aggressive?
I have no idea. That's what I was going to ask you. You know, what do you think it is? There's some people saying LaMarcus Aldridge, his situation, it's making players sort of weary on signing. But like we mentioned, Omri Caspi for the vet minimum for 1 year, the Spurs could have made an offer, a little bit more money for that 1 year. So it wouldn't matter if LaMarcus is going to be there or not next year. He could have fit into that system. I just don't know. You know, I don't know if it's LaMarcus sort of, you know, say Stephen A. Smith was, I don't know if you saw that segment where he said that LaMarcus is blaming the Spurs system. He's blaming Pop for really, I guess, devaluing his game, making him look bad. I don't know if the players are taking that to heart. You know, there's plenty of moments just like Stephen A. Smith. Well, absolutely. Well, I mean, when I'm not listening to us, which I...
How can, other players, not LaMarcus Aldridge, because Aldridge knows the truth, right? You miss those shots. Like, that's on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nowhere else to look. It's like, you're shooting the ball, you miss it, and you did it all the time. You had a horrible end of the season, right? That last round was insane, proving that you can't do it without a guy like Kawhi out there, just like in Portland. Now you really wonder, like, how much of that was Damian Lillard, right? I mean, these things start spinning around, and you start going, you know the truth.
Yeah, and you know, that I guess that's a different subject, or we could spend a bunch of time just talking about LaMarcus. But, you know, I don't know, or maybe the Spurs are being frugal because of the contracts that were being offered last season, you know, that they're kind of weary on bringing in long-term contracts. Maybe they're going to make a play. I mean, Tony Parker's going to be a free agent. I forget if Danny Green's going to be a free agent, but, you know, he's tradable. They were looking to trade him. Yeah. LaMarcus is obviously most likely going to opt out. Ginobili, if he comes back, he's not going to play for, you know, another year, I don't think, anyways. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're going to have a bunch of cap room. I don't know if they're being frugal to then throw money at LeBron, in which I don't think he's going to stay in the East, not the way things are progressing, right. Not the way Boston is improving.
Right.
You know, I think him going through Boston is going to be harder than him going through Golden State in the finals, because Boston has, you know, they have too many versatile weapons that LeBron can't counter. As to Golden State, you know, they're smaller. I think he could dominate inside the paint if he plays the four and so on. That's another topic anyways. But, I think that's why the Spurs maybe are doing that.
Have a shot at him or something.
Yeah. Chris Paul is going to be a
free agent. Can I build on that real quick? Can I mention this something real quick about that? I totally agree that I think LeBron's done in the East. Because if you look at the top, he's so clearly better than everyone in the East. But once you get it, I mean, at last year, I mean, now, like you said, Boston, especially what they did with Hayward, I think that they're still not done. That's going to get, I mean, they've got to be the odds on favorite to win the East, I would say, this year. But you look out West, you want to take out, even if you're a lower seed in the West, you want to get San Antonio or Golden State early. Like, once in the playoffs, once they start building that momentum, you're done. You know what I mean? Like, once Golden State starts building that momentum, you cannot get it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the first time you're seeing them is in the finals, Golden State's got all that momentum going, you're not going to beat them, right? You want to get that first round or that second round matchup against those guys. Sorry, go ahead.
You cut me off just to kiss Golden State butt. Okay. No, but
friends that, of the pod.
That's a, yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh. Everybody's a friend of the pod. Well, not really. We should, you know, the popular thing is to make lists on who's on your poop side, you know, who's on the poop list. We should do that. We should put people on blast when they, you know, tick us off. I'm trying to be politically correct by not, you know, saying mean words.
All right, Dollar Anyways. General, we're looking at you. There's yeah. Dollar Tree only over here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dollar General, stuff there isn't even there for a dollar, you know? You don't, it's like $5.
Right.
You go in there with $10 and you feel like a poor man. You go in $10 at Dollar Tree, it's like, wow, I could buy 9 things plus
tax. You got change.
Yeah. But anyways, Paul George is going to be a free agent. They could throw money at these guys. I could see Kawhi taking a pay cut a la Kevin Durant, who's taking how much? $26 million? Ridiculous yeah. for Finals MVP. I could see him taking a pay cut. It's San Antonio can clear some cap room, and they could get two guys, two superstars, and really make a super duper team. Because you know Kawhi's a two-way player, LeBron's a two-way player, Paul George can be a two-way player. I really think with those three guys, you could run a three-forward starting lineup. One, two, three, with them three.
Oh, you're talking about with Kawhi? So Kawhi, LeBron, and Kevin Durant? And Paul George. You think you might have something there?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what they're that's what I'm hoping they're aiming for, because if they're not aiming for that, it's really depressing, and it seems like they're just trying to tank or just be cheap with the money. I don't think the Holtz are going to be cheap with the money. Not right now with the way the league is going with, especially Golden State. And at the same time, you know, the internet was blowing up with they can't keep all those guys. You know, they're going to be, you know, their whole salary plus tax burden is going to be $400 million in 4 years. Not if guys keep taking
Golden
pay
State?
Cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not if Durant keeps taking that pay cut. I mean, Curry is deserving of that money because he's the face of the franchise. But, I mean, that was the finals
MVP.
He's
been taking his pay cut for years, right?
Yeah.
That dude I can't remember how much he made last year, but it was nothing as compared to his compatriots there.
Yeah. And I mean, what are the other two going to do? Are they going to take a pay cut, or are they going to really try to get as much money as they? I mean, if those two
take pay cuts.
Well,
if I was Clay Thompson, I'd try to get as much money as you can. Cause I mean, that was not a good showing. So you don't know, how long he's going to be at that. Consider that superstar status. I was surprised he was an all-star, you know?
Oh, of course not. He's probably the best one out of all of them. Come on, bro.
Of course.
But anyways, I mean, if those other two take pay cuts, the league's basically done, you know, so I don't know what San Antonio is doing. I'm praying that they're, you know, being conservative to throw that money at LeBron, throw that money at Paul George, maybe throw that money at Chris Paul. Maybe Chris Paul doesn't like this setting in Houston. By the way, they have a ridiculously talented team.
Yeah.
If they don't get far with that team, I could see him opting out. Banana Boat now with Kawhi instead of, who was it, Dwayne Wade?
Right.
Banana Boat, you know, but. Well, we'll see, but I'm hoping San Antonio's just being conservative for the next season. If they can get far this season, then it looks genius. If they don't make the playoffs because they stay with the same squad, it's going to look horrific. Because, I mean, they're one Kawhi injury away from looking horrible.
Oh, that's
they looked
right.
really good, but then that one guy goes out and they look extremely vulnerable. And, again, that's not how you build a team. I know fans – I've talked to many fans, and they've annoyed the heck out of me because they've been saying –
like Donald Trump. I've talked to so many people.
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Ripping
so
off
many people.
It was his day yesterday. It was America's birthday. He is America. I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
Basketball.
They wanted to keep the same team because it was a, 62-63 win team. I mean, why do you want to blow that up? I mean, you saw how one-dimensional it was. Once that one guy goes down, it's over. You can't build a team like that.
No.
That's sort of circa – Tim Duncan 2003. That's what I was likening it. If Kawhi would have won the NBA championship last season, led the Spurs, I would have likened it to the Tim Duncan 2003 Finals MVP campaign, you know, during the playoffs that he made. But you can't build a team like that now. So I'm just hoping that they're being conservative.
Yeah, it's just that, that conservative nature and just delay, delay, delay. It just doesn't seem like the Spurs – I mean, we're on 20 years now, right? I mean, it's going to be 20 years of super competitive basketball. And I know you're not saying full tank, but if they don't compete in free agency at a higher degree, the tanking's going to happen for them. Because you look over on I-10 and Houston just got a whole heck of a lot better. And, I mean, of course, the Chris Paul thing. But the P.J. Tucker thing, too, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, that's some serious defense there. And I was wondering what they're going to do because they lost a lot with Patrick Beverley. That still kind of pisses me off. You know, he's gone now. There's no defense out there on the perimeter, and then you get P.J. Tucker in, right? Then you got Clint Capella developing. I mean, they're not done, I mean, knowing Houston. So they're going to get a lot better. The Kings got better. It's just like the West just keeps getting better and better. And like you said, you're one prolonged injury away from looking at the bottom half of the playoff bracket.
Yeah, I mean, think about it this way. If that injury, God forbid, happens to Kawhi again, first game of the season,
right?
Where are the Spurs after that? I mean, before you could always
Oklahoma
say,
well, Oklahoma got a whole heck of a lot better. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
How'd I forget about them?
Because it's Oklahoma City.
Right.
Russell Westbrook may be not signing that extension,
got
right?
Better.
Oh, yeah, I mean. The 1 year I was probably not going to pick them, and look what they do. Of course I'm going to pick them. Number 2 seed, by the way.
Right.
But, you know, in years past, if Duncan went down, then you had somebody to plug in. You had Ginobili and you had Parker. Mm-hmm. Ginobili went down, same thing. Parker went down, same thing. Now you don't have that. You know, Parker's already down. Kawhi goes down. Who's your guy? You don't have a guy. LaMarcus has proven that he cannot be that guy.
Right.
So I do not know what they do. It's not a good way to build a team. But we'll see. Maybe Kawhi is in that LeBron territory. Remember, LeBron needs help. LeBron's gonna go get his friends. Maybe Kawhi can't go out and sign with Miami, obviously. But maybe these guys say, you know, let's go and help this guy win a championship and you know, make that super team to counter the other super team.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's clearly a superstar player. I mean, the Spurs have had some rumors buzzing around them, and I kind of want to run through some of those and check the validity of these. One that I'm excited about in a very strange way, because I'd love for Jonathan Simmons to continue to develop with San Antonio. I mean, he's just on the cusp of being a really, really good player. He's super athletic, as we know. He's a decent defender, you know, above average defender, and could only get better. I think he's a key to some of the future success in San Antonio, so I don't want to see him go. But he's rumored to have, or the Knicks are rumored to have interest in Jonathan Simmons. I mean, the Knicks should have interest in everybody, of course. But them going after Jonathan Simmons, I could get why Jonathan Simmons might want to go to New York. I mean, it's New York. So there could be some mutual attraction there. I mean, what are your thoughts about Simmons going to New York? And then I want to talk to you about a potential sort of sign and trade situation with New York that I'd like to talk to you through. So talk to me about Jonathan Simmons and the Knicks.
I would absolutely let him walk. He's only had one good season by his standards. I mean, it wasn't a great season by any means. Mm-hmm. He had a great series against Golden State. But, I mean, once Kawhi went down, the expectations went down also. So he really had nothing to lose, everything to gain. You know, he's capped at $9 million, right, per his contract. I get this stuff from Paul Garcia because I'm pretending to, you know, I'm pretending to know what I'm talking about. But he's capped at $9 million, but then they could, I guess, backload the contract. I don't think he's worth it. You know, if I'm San Antonio and I don't offer Omri Caspi, who has proven to be a really good, solid player, you know, in my mind, I do not reward Jonathan Simmons for 1 year, a contract year, and then you could possibly have to match a deal that's going to be backloaded and, you know, really be penalized with that cap situation. With the Knicks, I think he would fit with the Knicks. I think the triangle really would be his type of situation. Obviously not with being a jump shooter, but if he can create off the triangle, I think that would really work, especially with the big man if he has some help there. Obviously, Melo won't fit next to him. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to come up with a trade, the only situation I see is if Melo goes to San Antonio via trade.
So you're right up my alley, and I'm thinking a couple of things. How much of that – I mean, Phil Jackson's gone now from New York, and I think the thing that got him there was saying – or that got New York there saying, hey, we're open to Porzingis walking, right, or trading Porzingis. And I don't know if that's still on the table. It's probably not on the table. But if you're trying to move away, I mean, if you're trying to move away from a guy like LaMarcus Aldridge, would you package up LaMarcus and Simmons and some other stuff and try to make that run again? Of course, Melo's going to be the trailer on any unicorn deal, but do you think that has any validity, has any appeal, and is that something that New York would get into?
I think they have to get into that. They're in horrible territory right now, like how you said, Porzingis. That was, I can't imagine the GMs. I'm sure they're all on Twitter, right? I'm sure they all have the Woj and, you know, Shams and all these guys on, you know, notifications. Once it came out that Phil Jackson said they were open to, you know, trading for him,
yeah.
I think everybody, I mean, it was like me watching Glow. I mean, it was just the bee's knees.
Right.
So
especially that first episode.
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you. I think Melo has to be in that deal. He doesn't want to be there. I think he knows that situation. I think they just want to rebuild. The reason why I think I'm not really surprised at the Porzingis trade speculation was, and I think in Phil's mind, it was the only way to get Melo out of here is to trade Porzingis. I think that's the only mindset he had with that. I don't think he wanted to trade him, but I mean, if it meant getting Melo out of there, I think that's the only reason why he said it, but I think it was stupid to even bring it up, because the fact is, you know, now he's open to a buyout or waiving his no trade clause, which, I mean, if Phil would have never done that in the first place, he could have been still in a good situation in New York, still in a good situation with Porzingis.
Right.
But, you know, just doing that, now he's out. Melo wants out. It's such a toxic situation. I'm with you. I think he should get traded.
I think he could listen to it for sure. And, you know, he said he'd waive his no trade clause if he was going to go out to the Clippers or if he would go out to the Rockets. And
it was the Cavs. Cavs or
I'm sorry, the Cavs or the Rockets. And so I'm thinking he could still hold on to that, because you could move. I mean, you want Porzingis in the deal. San Antonio would do well with Carmelo. I mean, Carmelo could shoot. He's 20 points a night guy. Great. Keep, you know, he'd be fine in San Antonio. But if you really wanted to go to those two destinations, there's some pieces there in both of those other clubs that if I'm San Antonio, I'd love to have. And again, it goes to that second tier of player like that you might want to piece together. Like, what if you could get out of Houston? What if you could get Capella? What if you could get Nene and some stuff, right? I mean, those are the pieces that they really need. And you kept Porzingis in that trade, right? So you had Kawhi, Porzingis, and Nene and some other stuff. That's pretty good. That's way better than what they had this year in those three roles. And you had Powell coming off the bench.
Yeah. I mean, Powell, you know, I'm sure they had a wink, wink type of deal with Powell.
Sure.
But Powell is,
yeah,
if they can get somebody younger.
Him, for sure. Well, I know his best, he's going the way of the caribou, right? But if you were to put him on, there's room, there's minutes for him there if he wants. I mean, the Spurs go like 9 deep.
No, but that's where I was getting at. If you can convince maybe an Aaron Baines to come back,
if you can,
a Thiago Splitter, he's a free agent, right? To come back. Is he?
I think he is. I thought he was just.
I haven't seen him since forever.
Yeah, right.
But if you can convince it, you know who else is a free agent, sir? The great Luis Scola. I mean, I think he would have done better than Powell. But
just to do that, you know, stuff, right? I mean, do all the picks like we were talking about. I mean, all of that's – you're right. That's why I say Nene, because they just need a guy kind of like that. And they'd do fine if they're matched up with a dynamic four. And they don't have a dynamic four. They've got Aldridge. And that's not – for whatever reason, I mean, it just doesn't seem to be jiving. It's just not really working out, right? Where, like, Tim Duncan – like you're saying 2003, Tim Duncan put the whole team on his back and got it done. Right, and LaMarcus had that opportunity when Kawhi goes down, and he's had that opportunity for 2 years, and it didn't happen. Like, I mean, Kawhi became a superstar on LaMarcus's watch, right? LaMarcus was the superstar that we got, and Kawhi was some dude.
Some dude.
Well, I mean, back to the time when he came over. He was some dude.
Finals MVP, some dude, though.
Well, no, but I understand that, but just, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't have a history. LaMarcus Aldridge was like the biggest free agent acquisition, right, of that year. It was a big deal.
So we knew he was going to be good, but he was great, right? I mean, the fact that he could, Kawhi could shoot and all that. Like, I don't know if this was on the last pod because it's been so long, obviously. But, you know,
who's the MVP defense for his defensive prowess, not necessarily the offensive piece?
No, I'll disagree. I think when they went small and they put Kawhi at the four, I think he just completely dominated. I don't know why they do that. Why Pop doesn't do that. That could be for another pod, though. Just a complaining pod where we just talk for hours
Isn't
and hours.
Every episode?
Yeah.
That's been but just specifically till now.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say.
Let's go through some of the other stuff, too, and then see if that inspires you. We talked about Houston getting P.J. Tucker because he's buddies with Chris Paul. That's sort of the first domino to fall where people are going over to play with Chris Paul. So it kind of answers some of the questions on defense. Not everything there, but if Houston gets their druthers and a couple of other things fall their way, again, Houston's going to have a pretty salty team. Let's look at another Spurs rumor. Have you heard that the Spurs are out there looking at Jamal Crawford? Does that do anything for you?
That makes sense because again, he's DeJounte Murray's mentor. That they trained together in the offseason when DeJounte was in college. Apparently now DeJounte's going to train with Kawhi at some point, from what I keep reading, anyways. I like it, but of course. The draft picks that they got guards. Right. Tony Parker is a guard who's expected, or he thinks he's going to come back. I don't think he might. There was a famous soccer player. I forgot his name. Paul retweeted it, so I retweeted Paul. I forgot his name, though. He said Ginobili was going to play for two more years. So let's just say Ginobili comes back. That's a lot of guards. I think it makes sense for San Antonio to go after him. I think they should go after him because he's instant offense. I would like to see him and Patty Mills off the bench. I think that would be such a dynamic duo where it would cause problems, a lot of problems, to where they would have the upper hand against the Warriors, in a series if those two would come off the bench. But again, with the guard situation, unless they go small, that's the only thing I can see them doing this season, just telling Kawhi, you know what, we'll match Simmons' offer. We'll have him start at the three. You start at the four. That's the only thing that I can see happening right now, the way things are going, because – correct me if I'm wrong, the only big they have is LaMarcus Aldridge, right? Powell's a free agent. David Lee's a free agent.
Right.
Deadman's a free agent.
Right.
I was going to say Boban, but those are memories.
Their team is a free agent. You're right.
Yeah. So I don't know where this is going. If they go small, I think it would benefit them, especially Kawhi. I think he would be the best player in the world, period, if he would play the power forward position. But, I would love Jamal Crawford if they go that route. If they're still going to go traditional lineup, it would be a horrible signing.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now you've got former Spur George Hill signing with the Kings and meeting Zach Randolph out there in Sacramento, which too bad for the Memphis days. But Z-Bo and George Hill are out there joining the Kings. Kings just got a lot better.
I was really hoping George would return to San Antonio. I always loved George Hill. I thought the Spurs groomed him the wrong way. They were trying to make him the heir apparent to Tony Parker. When was this? 5 years ago? 6 years ago?
Right.
And Tony Parker still playing, up until now. I was really hoping he would have been the heir apparent to Manu Ginobili. Mm-hmm. I think he's really a two guard. I would have loved to see DeJounte Murray and George Hill start or at some point play together. Danny Green at the three, Kawhi Leonard at the four. I thought that would have been a monstrous defensive lineup. But I'm happy for Sacramento. I think the one thing that worries me is, I think you mentioned it, I don't know if you were recording at that time, but you were mentioning all the teams that got better, Minnesota, I think the Lakers are going to be pretty well with, Lonzo Ball. The Rockets got better than they were. San Antonio might be dropping in the standings. I could see them easily dropping to 7 or 8 right now, especially with how the teams are, trying to match the Warriors and their sort of standing pat. But I would have loved George. So I would have loved Z-Bo. I thought if those two would have signed, it would have been great. But yeah,
that's tough to say because I agree with you. I think the Kings they're off on the right foot. George Hill's a big deal. I mean, Zach Randolph sort of we'd like to say kind of final days, right? But maybe he's a couple of years. They're going down on the right foot. And you look at the rest of the West, and if we have to go through and say who's better on paper. Clearly Golden State's better on paper. Minnesota might be better on paper now, especially with Jimmy Butler, obviously. But the other pieces that they've got with Cat, right, your boy Cat, Wiggins. I mean, they've got some players up there now. And oh, didn't Taj Gibson go back up there? I thought Taj Gibson was on my list of man, that would be a good guy to come back to or go to San Antonio. But I think he went back too. Then the Rockets look pretty good. Dallas is not good, but Clippers. Maybe you don't know what they're going to turn into. So yeah, you're right. I mean, San Antonio's at least fifth. It's either LA or it's San Antonio on that list.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Minnesota. Jeff Teague, the starting point guard.
Yeah,
Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Wiggins. I don't know who the four. Cat's the four, right? No, I think he should be the five.
I think he's playing the five.
But I mean. But, you know, whoever the heck's going to be there. I was telling, you know, the few people that I talked to, because I don't talk to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. If Paul Millsap would have signed with
friendship
them.
Friendship thing.
If Paul Millsap would have signed with them, I would have had them beating Golden State in five games and sweeping the East. I think that would have been the lineup. That they blew it. They should have gone after Millsap. Oh, Jeff Teague. I mean, not Jeff Teague. The guy you just mentioned. From Chicago. Taj Gibson, he might be starting, right?
Right.
To help Cat. Yeah, I thought they should have gone after Paul Millsap. That would have guaranteed them a championship, but
so on and so forth. Okay, let's talk about your Suns. Leandro Barbosa, the Suns do not execute his option. They don't accept his option, so that means he's out. Could be out. Do you think there's any room for a uber veteran like a guy like that to be on San Antonio?
Room, no, but would he help? Yes.
Yeah.
I would prefer Jamal Crawford again because he has he would mentor DeJounte Murray, and I think Murray would
he's
have
a better
more
player.
Confidence.
Right now, he's a better player, right, at this stage in their career. So mentor plus, he'll do something for you.
Yeah. I mean, Barbosa just really, he focused on speed throughout his whole career. He didn't really polish any other part of his game. Tony Parker was in that stage, but now he's a better jump shooter. But yeah, I think Barbosa got lost in the shuffle, you know, got relaxed and didn't, you know, work on his game. So I would take Jamal Crawford. But if they can take Barbosa, I don't know how it would play out, like I'm telling you. I'd rather have Jamal Crawford.
What about Gordon Hayward going out? We talked about it a couple of times here in passing, but him going over to the Celtics, what does that do to the balance of the East?
That guarantees LeBron James will not be staying in the East next season.
And I think you saw that with what's his name? Chauncey Billups pulling out, right? I think the writing was on the wall anyway, right? He wasn't going to go for the GM, any front office job with the Cavs. I think he kind of read the tea leaves, right? Sees that LeBron's not going to be there, so why take that job?
Yeah. And also, I mean, it's a bad cap situation for them. They overpaid guys. And again, I know LeBron means well, but I mean, he got Tristan Thompson that huge contract that he shouldn't have gotten. He, you know, he wanted Kevin Love to re-sign when he was a free agent a few years ago to get that massive contract. Now nobody wants to touch that contract. He's hindered, really, I think, Kyrie's growth because the offense is so one-dimensional where it has to go through LeBron and then the other guys are role players. There's no real emotion. They've had motion before, but, I mean, it's to a point where once they win, it's like, okay, let's go back to what we know. He's not staying there. I would not – if I was Chauncey Billups, I think ESPN offered him more money, right? I think that was
sure.
also
part He's really part of good the, on that show. I mean, he's really and that's a cush gig. I would never leave that, just like I'll never leave this podcast.
Oh, yeah. How much do you get paid? Unless they offer you some big sum of money, right?
You know what? I'm really uncomfortable talking about income and contracts and stuff on this show with you right now because I don't want our public to know just how rich we're getting off of this podcast.
I'd trade you if I was a GM right now. You for Bornstein.
I'd trade me. Well, the Heat officially have waived Chris Bosh. They're making plans to retire his jersey. One, I think retirement of the jersey is totally appropriate. I think he should probably get one of those up there in Toronto as well. So sad. I mean, that this seems like how it's going to end for his time in Miami. He's a free agent. Do you think anybody touches that? I mean, he says he can play. I mean, do you think anybody touches the Chris Bosh? Well, that sounded weird. Do you think Chris Bosh plays anywhere?
I think it's such a sticky situation. I don't think I helped that, right, by wording it like that. But because, I mean, he says he can play, but then you have – it's the team doc – or the league doctor, team doctor, one of those doctors saying, no, there's no way. I mean, he could basically die on the court, right? That's the big fear. It's sort of like WebMD. You know, oh, you have a cough. number one, it's probably a cold. Number two, you probably have cancer and you're going to die. You know, something like that. Three's death, absolute death.
Right.
So I don't know what to think about it. If the guy can play and he can get a lot of doctors to vouch for him, I would say let the guy play. I would love the Spurs to take a look at him if that happens. But, you know, it's so much of a liability. And even if he would sign, I don't know if he can sign a waiver to not sue or his family not sue.
I think you can because he tried to do that with Miami.
Yeah, but, I mean, what's the worst-case situation? I mean, you're watching a game, playoff game on ABC, and the guy just collapses. I mean, that's how everybody's thinking about it. And I don't blame, you know, for whoever thinks about it that way, I don't blame them for having, those thoughts going through your mind. He kind of reminds me of, going back to wrestling, Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan wants to wrestle. He has he's had a bunch of concussions. WWE doesn't want to let him wrestle. So he says, well, I'm going to go wrestle in the indies once he gets a chance. It's just guys having a passion for what they do, for their craft. I think Chris Bosh just doesn't want to go out that way.
Right.
You know, again, with that, he was playing great. Then he, without LeBron and without Wade, and then this happens. But I feel for the guy. I think he should go into that Chauncey Billups route, get a TV gig. I think he's a smart
great
guy.
On TV. When he's on TV, he's great.
He's a clown. You know, that's sort of like me. That's what makes this show kind of go on, I guess. My idiocracy. Is that how you say it? Anyways.
Well, speaking about clowns, Swaggy P goes to the Dubs. That's just another – I mean, I don't know if that does – he's not horrible and obviously a bench player for those guys. But they're just looking, again, on paper, amazing. They're the champs, so they clearly are amazing. Golden State just—I mean, it's like a what is it—the riches or something like that. You know what I'm trying to say, right?
The rich get richer.
The rich get richer. Yeah. What does the West do other than just gang up on those guys? I mean, it doesn't seem like the West has a team that compete. I mean, even the Houston team, all right. I mean, Chris Paul.
You said, what about the right?
Yeah, so let's pick it up right there, and nobody will notice, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So, how about those Warriors?
Did you botch?
No, I'm just trying to comedy doesn't work. Okay, so Swaggy P goes to the Warriors before your computer died. We were talking about that. It's the rich get richer. Even the Houston team doesn't seem like they're going to be on the level of Golden State. Other things are going to have to fall, but it's going to be tough to see a team even competing with Golden State this year. I mean, they're the presumptive favorites, I would guess, wouldn't you?
It's my computer dying just killed my groove. Yeah, you know, and the worst case situation is they get Swaggy P. If he's a cancer in the locker room, if he rubs guys the wrong way, you can always cut him. I don't think they'll care. Even if it's $5 million, it's $5 million for 1 year, I think. So he's expendable. They can just sign a regular Joe. I'm a free agent. Just put me out there just to stand out there.
Gotcha.
Look pretty.
Okay. Well, anything else then? I know we're kind of running out of time here.
So if my computer wouldn't have died, we would have just been on here for the whole day.
Well, no. We got to get this posted, man. People want to hear what you're thinking. You're number one.
I don't even want to hear what I'm thinking.
Isn't that what you said before the show started? That you're number one.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm always.
Well, that's it for this very strange ending to the Spurs cast. Make sure to follow us at the Spurs cast. Follow Jose at JRG1023. Me, I'm at RyanMC_PS. Give us a follow or any of the Project Spurs folks at Project Spurs. Jose, thank you. And to all you listeners, you are welcome.